Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Well, you know, it's your old pal Roddy Piper here to tell you there's only one podcast with two stoner rejects who don't know what they're talking about, and that's the Zuplex City Limits podcast. Let me tell you, oh, I love these guys, Jim and Fudge. I tell you what, nothing gets better than a North Dakotan and a Canadian talking wrestling while high off their asses. Well, go ahead and listen to the Zuplex City Limits podcast.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 116 of Suplex City Limits for July 1st, 2017. I can't sing and I can't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah! It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and happy Canada Day to everyone's favorite Canadian.
Tyler Fudge, I am here July 1st, the day of Canada's 150th birthday. So important that Tim Hortons created a poutine donut for our American counterparts.
Oh, man. What do you mean for our American counterparts?
It's not in Canada. It's just in the States.
Oh. Well, I don't have a Tim Hortons here.
Well, goddamn, son. You're missing out.
There's one like 4 hours away. I thought about it, man.
It's sometimes very hit or miss. So, like, you're luck, you'll probably go there for drive 4 hours and just get the shittiest coffee. Then I'm there for like 20 minutes.
Well, there you go. Suplex City Limits, available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. We post memes, news, funny shit, crazy shit, live tweet, pro wrestling events. And you can also follow Tyler on Twitter at The Federation.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you like the show and like to help support us, you can rate, share, spread the word, tell a friend about the show, or you can donate on Patreon, like Bad Motherfuckers Casey, Wrestling Suit Podcast, Miz Guy, Infamous Chris Savage, Jabbin' Jeremy Foltz,
and
Killer Keith Martin. Thank you, folks. Keeping the lights on over at Suplex City Limits. Let's talk some shit. Today on the podcast of the Immortals, we've recapped the week in wrestling, talked some Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Lucha Underground, Impact, Slammiversary.
It's Slammiversary this weekend.
Oh, it's Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
When everybody will be watching New Japan.
Exactly. What a timing this is, hey? Greatness. It's so amazing.
Glorious. we'll also be talking some New Japan. So a lot of shit to get to. Let's start it off with the fucking news, huh?
Today in the news. Impact to be green and orange. Colognes may be disappearing. Mortgage.
All right. You were right on that cue, man. I'm like, the news is bam, right?
I was waiting.
Five,
I knew it was coming.
Five-star podcast. This is how slick the show is at the beginning when we're not too fucked up yet.
I may have overdid it, though.
Did you roll a big ass joint or what?
I did, and now it's gone. So, we'll see.
Oh, holy fuck. Holy shit. I lost my lighter. Good thing I've got my backup lighter.
I got three next to me, so I think I'm good.
The show can continue, because if I lose my lighter, you know, that's it! Show is over!
It turns into Cornette and Dairy Queen.
I guess. With me arguing with, I don't know who. What do you want to talk about first, man? What's your story of the week? Impact?
We might as well start off how Impact will now be known as GFW, Global Force Wrestling.
Do we have a track? Do we have anything for this? No?
Oh, we're going to go through the whole thing of Impact right now. Let's do it. I was unprepared for that one.
That's all good. Four-star podcast.
That's not it either. Four-star. Three stars now, my friend.
Oh, God. It was like off the rails early here at Suplex City.
Now I can't even find it.
Now, hold on. This just in.
This just in. Tyler Fudge is fired.
Breaking news. We have been downgraded to a 3-star podcast.
Let's go over. Let's talk about the clones getting released. We'll come back to Impact.
All right, then. The clones are requesting their release. Is this really news? I mean,
no.
You know, like, does this matter at all in the scheme of anything?
I guess I don't think so.
Dude, it's unfortunate because those guys are good. I've always, like, even when they were, like, the stupid fucking Matador gimmick, El Jabador, as they were, I still fucking like those guys, you know?
Oh, no, I'm a big fan. To me, I find them one of the highlights on SmackDown right now when it comes to the tag team division, because at least you know you're going to get a team that can work.
Right, dude. And with it, too, it's funny because, you know, way back on this show, I was talking about, like, when they left and came back as the fucking timeshare salesman. Honestly, what the fuck?
Yeah,
anyway, I was like, you know, bitching then. Like, can they be the clones? Can they just be, like, badass, you know, cheating fucking clones? And then it finally happened for 1 week, and then after that, like, that's it.
Yeah, it was like, peace out, guys, we're out.
It's so dumb. The way that they fucking do shit is really, really stupid. So yeah, they've asked for their release. Good on them. I would like to see them fucking somewhere else. I don't know. They'll probably just go back to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I mean, they do have all those timeshares left, right?
They do have timeshares, yeah.
So,
I wonder... Yeah?
I'm just letting you know we're ready for Impact.
Yeah, you ready to talk about Impact now?
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit!
Oh, my God. Wrestling, dude.
What's that?
Become Global Force Wrestling.
They have become Global Force Wrestling. It gives Global Force Gold a whole new meaning. How much you bet that becomes a tagline for winning a title?
Is it left over fucking from that gold pyramid scheme that Jeff used to run? I mean, Global Force Gold, dude. I need a name for my new gold company. Gold. Global Force Plumbing and Heating for all your plumbing and heat needs.
Global Force, all your needs for everything.
I needed the Global Force everything. Oh my God!
Imagine Eva Marie would be their spokesperson.
I couldn't believe it, honestly. When they did, like when they brought in the GFW shit, and they were like having the champ. I don't know. They were setting up like champion versus champion, weren't they?
Well, that's what Slammiversary is all about.
Right, but I mean, they've been setting this up for a while.
Months.
And I couldn't believe that they did. Like, nothing. Global Force is nothing. Like, I can only hope that they gave him a bunch of money. That Carney, he's a Carney motherfucker, dude. And he just, that's the biggest work in the history of the business, man. I don't know, maybe not the history of the business.
Well,
but in recent memory, he's worked these guys. They're like, yeah, we'll buy your company. We'll bring them together. Global Force. Oh my God.
Yeah. So let's go through the timeline, okay? Jerry Jarrett and Jeff Jarrett create TNA in 2002.
Yeah.
Panda Energy buys it in 2003. They go on. Jeff Jarrett gets kicked out sometime around what? 2010, 2012, 2013, whatever. He stops wrestling. He gets kicked out. Somehow, weasels himself back in. To get shares in the company and to buy his company.
He has made, he's somehow made Global Force Wrestling. You know, don't forget, we were all sharing the pictures of them, like, in front of five people in baseball stadiums and shit. Fucking Luke Gallows out there wrestling motherfuckers. Like, oh my God. What a fucking joke. But he has managed to take that and, get back in at Impact and change Impact into that. Holy fucking, my mind is like... My mind... It's so fucking ridiculous. I can't believe it, dude. Oh, this company. It's just like... I know we should never root for a company to fail, but it's like, at some point, when are we just going to be like, done with this, man?
Imagine the book that will be written on Impact when it dies. Just imagine. It's going to be a great read.
It really sucks, too, because I happened to watch something from 2007. What the fuck was it? I don't know. Are you familiar with the events in the past there?
In TNA? Like what was going on around 2007?
It had this awful Dudleys versus LAX fight cage match.
Yeah, that was during lockdown. That's where every pay-per-view is a cage match. And this one was an electrified cage.
Yeah, I watched the OSW video review of that, which I suggest OSW, you noggers, if you haven't... if you don't watch OSW, this shit's fucking funny. But yeah. And there was good shit on there, man. Oh, there's there's like a five-way match with who are the... Oh, god damn it. I should have took notes. I just watched it really baked last night and... I don't know. Who is the fucking tag team of two little dudes? Are they the American...
The Motor City Machine Guns?
Is that who that is?
It's Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin? Mm. Were they wearing like black baggy pants?
I guess. I don't know.
Doing all kinds of double team moves?
Amazing double team moves.
Yeah, you're talking about the Motor City Machine Guns.
Dude. I need to go. That's what I really gathered from it. It's like I need to go back and watch more of these guys' shit. I'm not too familiar with. I haven't watched a lot of Impact. You know, it's like, you know, I've seen some of the good like X Division shit with like Daniels and Joe and all those fucking Styles matches. Those are cool.
Yeah,
but this dude, these guys, even just in this, and they weren't even officially a tag team at this time. They were using a lot of the shit though.
Yeah.
We're like this is one of the best tag teams I've seen, like, period, man. Is that over the top of me to say? I don't know.
No, I've always been a fan of the Motor City Machine Guns. Like, they're still a tag team in ROH.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're called the Motor City Machine Guns.
No, I've fallen off with Ring of Honor. It's too much wrestling to watch.
There is. But no, TNA, like, we're going through on the Federation in 2003 TNA, where they're still doing weekly pay-per-views.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
Like, it's garbage. It's absolute. Like, the next episode that comes out this weekend is a TNA episode. And it's just bull rope matches, Dusty Rhodes in a match, just Glenn Gilbert's having a match. It's just all kinds of shitty. But once you get to around, like, 2004, 2005, there's a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate because it's so fucking shitty. And I just don't. I mean, I don't know. You got to rebrand it, I guess, maybe. They dropped the other shit, and they were just Impact. At least it has a history, you know? It's like, yeah, some of the history sucks, but it had a history, at least. Now it's just
fucking... It tried. You know what I mean? It tried valiantly for a little while.
Yeah, but I mean, the state of the fucking... the state of your show, man, at this point is like... I try. I'll, like, tune in a little bit. I'll watch a little of it. I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? I just can't even do it.
Well, yeah, I had to give up the... I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't watch it week by week. I just, it's too hard.
Yeah. And I heard Slammiversary. Do you know, is it free online?
I don't know about that.
I thought someone was streaming the fucking thing online. Like, Really? Well, no. I mean, I think they were. I don't know. I'm going to watch New Japan.
Yeah, do you want to know the card for Slammiversary?
The card?
The card. My inner Canadian shines through on this glorious day.
I love it's Canada Day, man. The card.
The card. Right. Dan.
Love it.
We go Moose and D'Angelo Williams, which being a Canadian, I am completely over my head with D'Angelo Williams. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Apparently he's a football player. They're taking on Eli Drake and Chris Adonis, a.k.a. Chris Masters, a.k.a. Give a fuck. Then there's a strap match, James Storm and EC3, or EC Singh, as they call him, or E Singh 3, or whatever the fuck. That's his Indian name, by the way. Full Metal Mayhem, Davey Richards and Angelina Love against Eddie Edwards and Alicia Edwards. That's going to be
what,
all kinds
what
of
is the, what is the Full Metal of what?
Full Metal Mayhem, I believe, is just a hardcore match with a bunch of weapons that are made of metal. So this is the American Wolves and their wives facing off.
Wow.
Okay. Then we got the first of two. It's weird. Slammiversary does not have the tag teams on there. It's weird.
Okay. The tag team champions?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's Rosemary against Sienna for the women's titles.
Isn't Sienna supposed to be done with them?
Maybe Rosemary wins both titles.
I don't know. I heard she's done with them, dude.
Maybe.
I'm surprised she's still fucking there. Honestly, I thought she was like had a tryout with NXT recently.
She might have. I don't give a fuck about TNA anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. Jeremy Borash and Joseph Parks against Josh Matthews and Scott Steiner.
It's fucking awful shit, man.
Yeah. Sanjay Dutt against Low Key in a best out of three falls X Division match. That's probably going to be good. And then champion versus champion Bobby Lashley against Alberto El Patron.
Okay, El Patron is what? The GFW champ?
Yes. He beat Magnus for it a few weeks ago.
Does this lineage of that belt actually work out? There's no fucking way it does. Because wasn't Gallows the champion for a while of GFW?
Like Luke Gallows?
Yeah.
I don't know. The only champion I know of is Magnus. I can let's see. Let's see what a little bit of investigative journalism can show up here.
Fuck. Good luck finding that shit.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll
fucking keep on going. Yeah, it's the bunch of shit. And yeah, this is like so. Yeah, that's Slammiversary. I've been. That's enough of that. The intro evidently is supposed to have like former Impact stars in it, which is just fucking cheesy, man.
AKA AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, so they can latch onto that.
Dude, as you're changing your name, is this gonna be? Is this Impact on Sunday, or is gonna be GFW?
Well, it's weird. If it's GFW, you can't really call it Slammiversary, because Slammiversary is the Impact.
Well, they'll just do it. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it'll probably be the last Impact thing, right? And then next time, they'll have, like, what, neon green fucking ropes again? Because, like, that's Jeff Jarrett's idea of, like, Cutting Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Neon green, man. Neon green. That's
Motocross uses it.
That's the Kawasaki, man. Same colors of Kawasaki.
Well, that you've seen it too with the changing of the color of the Impact logo.
Not
green
really.
And orange. It was green and orange for the last month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh God.
So yeah, it's coming.
It's completely off my fucking radar, dude.
And by the way, the only Nick Aldis won it in October 23rd, 2015. Held it for 547 days. Lost it to Alberto El Patron April 22nd of this year.
Wow.
Nick Aldis beat Bobby Roode to become the inaugural champion.
Bobby Roode! And to the 2007 shit I was watching, he had like long hair. Looked like such a doofus.
He looked like Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H. A lot of those guys look fucking weird. EY looks so weird on there.
Along with that weird faux hawk. And being he was supposed to be mentally handicapped, obviously, but.
Dude, fucking worst gimmick ever.
Did you hear about how Lisa Marie Vachon, or whatever the fuck her name is, she was denied access to backstage during SmackDown?
Oh, is that Victoria, right?
Yeah. I'm assuming Vince is afraid she'll suck too many dicks back there.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. I mean, because who was on Raw? Like, a bunch of them were backstage at Raw.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't give a fuck who, really.
But
if you know, tell me. But
I don't. Yeah, I'm assuming it's like Kelly or something. Because
a bunch of old broads who had shitty fucking matches but had giant tits.
Yeah.
But now they're not hot anymore, so what the fuck? Who cares? They're not like they were talented. If they were talented, then that'd be one thing. Speaking of untalented old broads with big fake tits. Lita's going to be doing the fucking women's tournament commentary. She was talented in the ring, actually. I'll take it. She was super talented in the ring, but she's awful on a microphone.
Oh, yeah. She needs to lay off some of them wobbly pops, I believe, before the show.
Dude. Why couldn't they get Renee Young?
Right?
If you have to have a woman.
Right there. She's right there.
I mean, if you have to have a woman do a man's chop, I mean, fucking... No, just joke. Ladies, I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
He's just playing.
I don't mean that, baby.
I love you.
Oh, shit. But yeah, Renee Young would have been the choice. I don't know what the fucking decision. Lita's. Dude, they took her off those pre-shows because she was dog shit city on there.
They're probably going to heavily edit the stuff, though.
Dog shit city, population Lita.
Add that to the map of WWE.
You a fucking bitch.
It's about 3 kilometers to the left of Suplex City.
Yeah. It's right outside the Suplex City limits.
Yeah.
speaking of Impact, earlier Gunner debuted at NXT.
Yeah. I don't fucking care.
And Bobby Fish and who fucking else? All these other guys? Well, just yeah. Like all these fucking vanilla midgets, man. No, I don't.
I love that, Bobby Fish. I think Bobby Fish is great.
I'm sorry. I don't mean that.
But seeing Bobby Fish tells me that the ROH gates have been opened.
Yeah.
Because they were waiting on all this blowback because ROH was threatening them with shit and how they raid in ROH and stuff like that. So
it's a picture of Fish and like him in front of a giant screen, you know, that says, well, it says Bobby Fish, but the word Fish just huge. What the fuck kind of name, dude? Why is your name Bobby Fish any fucking way, dude? I don't know what your shoot name is. I don't know what the deal is, but Bobby Fish is stupid. If that's your real name, get a different one, man. Fish.
But you'll see Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole pretty soon, I would imagine.
And I'm familiar with those dudes, but like it's all just like white. It's like Ring of Honor. It's like kind of why I fell off on Ring of Honor for a while. Every match was like a really good working, just white dude who looked like every other white dude on there. You know, they're all like the same fucking guy. They're all like the same size and the same everything, and they work really well, but they don't really seem to have any kind of gimmick or anything. It's like Roderick Strong, same shit. Right.
Yeah, I understand where you come from. I would imagine, though, being plugged into the WWE machine, they'll probably churn out a little bit of a different character. Like Adam Cole, he's I'm sure he can do great things there.
I think he's a guy who can be a star.
Yeah,
Bobby Fish.
I know. I think he'd be an NXT guy, just straight NXT.
And who's this guy, Gunner? Is that the guy I just said?
Yeah, Gunner can't work anyways. He was like, in TNA, he showed up as a security guard, and he was there for a while. And then the security guards had a match against somebody, and he came out of that looking better than the other guy. So he got a contract, blah, blah, blah. He's horrible.
Wrap it up, he's horrible at the end. I think we're safe from talking about Impact from now for the rest of the show.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. But before we veer off too far, Kira Hojo, I believe that's her name, announced at the Tokyo event that she will be in the Mae Young Classic, and her name is something like Kerosene or something like that. Is it supposed to be a take on kerosene?
I kind of like that. That's kind of like a roller derby name.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited to see her.
Mm. That could be cool, yeah. She is good. So, it's fucking great. So, Tyson Kidd's being transitioned into a non-wrestling role at WWE.
Yes.
And I grabbed the story, you know, and I put it on my phone, you know. And so I went to it today, and it cut off the rest, you know. So Tyson Kidd being transitioned, and it's like you'd like, oh, into a woman finally, right? Like he's gonna. He's going to cut his dick off and get a vagina, right?
Nope.
I gotta get the pretty tits so Claudio want to fuck me.
No, he will be returning to Total Divas as well.
Yeah, now that he's getting paid and agrees not to talk about his some Samoan fucker breaking his neck on a... Is that move dangerous? I don't know.
I don't think. I just think his neck was just banged up from years and years and years of just doing crazy, stupid shit.
Of sucking Claudio's dick.
that suit. That Swiss Superman fucking schlong just hitting the back of your neck.
He's so in love with him, man. Someone needs to like take to some of this footage from Total Divas and like edit it together with like My Heart Will Go On under it. And just like, you can just like all the scenes like where you can just see like he's in love with him. It's amazing. Just
zoom in on his eyes.
It's like the best story that's not, I mean, you know, that's not a real thing on there. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. He's getting deep. So Jim, are you excited they announced the date of Omega Okada 3?
Yeah. This is probably the last time that I'm going to get excited for that. So
it's probably the last time they'll do it for a while, I would imagine.
I would hope so.
But August 12th, the show before the finals of the G1.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
It doesn't really make sense, though, does it? Like, if they had a time limit draw, all G1 matches are 30 minutes.
Yeah, I got a 30-minute time limit on this one.
So that's a little weird. But, hey, I imagine they're going to start doing something like we'll get into it. Or should we just talk about the New Japan stuff this weekend now?
Let's talk about it. Yeah, we can talk about it now. But if you're going to have Omega beat him finally, it needs to be for the belt, man. I don't. It's kind of confusing. So? Yeah.
You think so? But I assume that Cody Rhodes wins the New Japan title this weekend.
Really?
I do. I really do. I'd like it to happen, but I can see it happening. And then Omega beats Okada, and it's not even for the title. He doesn't even have the title now.
Wow. You're going to have Okada get beat twice in the fucking weekend?
Well, they're not. It won't be.
In a weekend. No, it'll be in the month. But still, twice in a month? Yeah. I don't see that shit.
But
I don't know.
I don't know. To me, with Cody Rhodes throwing in that, you know, attempting to throw in the towel on Omega and everything, I think they're building a story there.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty, I don't know, I think, I like the idea of building a story there, but, like, if this is how they went about it, I think that's kind of, like, that's pretty weak. That doesn't really pay off anything.
And maybe Omega comes in and throws in the towel on Cody. Who knows?
Either way, we didn't even mention last week, because I guess it happened the night before we recorded last week, but he did win the fucking Ring of Honor belt, so.
Yes. Yeah. And you think ROH would not want their title holder to lose in a clean manner anyways on that New Japan show. So maybe Omega does throw in the towel on Cody Rhodes.
Oh, I don't know about that, dude. If I ran a fucking wrestling company that's not named WWE, I'll gladly have fucking my champion lose to fucking Okada in a match. Get the fuck out of here. Hell
that's
yeah.
That's true.
But we'll book that shit. I don't give a fuck, man. That's
a big jump for ROH too, you know. Like, this New Japan show is going to be their biggest North American show of all time. Guaranteed. It's on Access. It's free on Fight TV. I know in Canada, Fight TV is a free channel all this month for anybody that has cable.
Both days are going to be on there?
Yeah, or at least the first day. I know the first day will be.
Yeah, I think the second day is exclusive to the... And that's bullshit, too. Let's not fucking get past the fact that everyone's okay with that. You know, that I'm seeing online, all the people I talk to are, oh, yeah, you know, tonight's on fucking Access, and then tomorrow's on... I don't have Access, dude. I have New Japan World. And I'm supposed to, like, everyone else seems so accepting of that.
But isn't it on New Japan World as well, though?
Not tonight.
Really?
No, tonight's just on TV. From what I understand, which this is too, it's everyone's talking. Well, what's going on? What's happening? You wouldn't know because do they fucking employ an American?
There is an American Twitter.
Well, but do they employ an actual American?
I don't know.
White guy named Chip in there just to handle the America shit, goddammit.
No. Two white guys. One guy named Chip and one guy named Dale.
They're Chippendales. What the fuck? Yeah, but it's... Oh, my God. I just don't understand. Like, I don't know when it starts. I don't know what's going on because this company doesn't care enough to hire a fucking two white guys. You know? God damn it. I just don't get it. Just let somebody do it. The American shit. You fucking let somebody handle it. Anyway, it's supposed to be on TV tonight, and then that will be on delay on New Japan World, like, next week. And then tomorrow's just on New Japan World. But imagine if WWE did that. We wouldn't accept that, right? They're like, oh, yeah, Saturday's going to be an NXT event, but it's going to be exclusively on some obscure cable channel that no one gets. You know? And tomorrow will be on the network. We would fucking, there'd be like marks in the street with fucking flaming sticks and shit. I mean,
they would just be lynching people left and right.
Jeez, that's, yeah. Well. So, I don't know. Whatever. We'll see about that. But the event looks good. I'm excited for it. It's in America. It's like, I can watch New Japan live at normal time tomorrow. That's amazing. You know?
Yeah. I mean, so. I'm looking at their website now. It's saying July 1st, live for non-U.S. territories, video on demand, available for U.S. later. And then July 2nd, live only on New Japan World. So now, me being in Canada, I might get away with this.
You might get the shit today on TV, yeah.
Yeah, I might get it on the New Japan World. And maybe, maybe, I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. That is, I would feel a little bit
kicked. Yeah. It's a little dumb. I want to talk about fucking your boy Scott Steiner, dude.
Oh, should I play it now?
Oh, no, this week, Scott Steiner claims he slept with 15,000 women. Everybody's saying in a year, but when I listen to it, to me, he's saying that's the year that he passed 15,000 total. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone's like, oh, you know, it's fucking, it works out to like 40 women a day or something. You know what
I'm saying? That's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible. So I think he's saying over the years, but then again, we all know that Scott Steiner has questionable math.
So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 and a third chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 and a third chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 and two-thirds percent, I got 141 and two-thirds chance of winning at Sacrifice.
It's still amazing, dude. It's like every time I hear it, it's like the first time, you know.
Yeah, it's one of those fantastic promos that will never ever be surpassed.
It's one of the greatest things in the history of wrestling, dude. Oh my god! And that was Impact as well. So thank you for that.
Oh, did he say that on Impact?
He's saying. That was from Impact, where he's talking about Samoa Joe and shit.
Oh, yes.
No, this is on some fucking podcast. I don't know.
It's also where he says,
he's fat!
So.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Oh, God. 15,000 women, dude. How do you even keep track of that?
Oh, you don't? What was the number that Gene Simmons claims that he slept with?
Oh, yeah, some crazy number. I don't know. I think he claims he beat Will Chamberlain, too.
And what was his number, do you know?
10,000, I think.
And Scott Steiner just demolishes it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who do you think has fucked the most in the history of... I mean, I would feel safe to say that Scott Steiner probably did fuck more broads than any dude on the planet.
It's possible. I mean...
look at the guy.
Right? Yeah, right. Like, you see him, and it's just like, so, any girl that sees this would just be salivating in the mouth just to see what that's like.
That's a sexual drive that I just don't have, man. Not anymore at age 35, that's for sure.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, I'm like, you know. So at this point, so I don't know, man, it's whatever, it's... fucking amazing. Scott Steiner. I was basically just Scott Steiner's awesome. I think he meant all time, not 1 year. So.
Yeah, I would imagine. But like you said, Scott Steiner's math has been questionable at times, so it's very possible.
Yeah.
He might have meant 150. Who knows?
Yeah, all right. But this was on a TNA Impact Slammiversary pay-per-view conference call, dude. To meet. So.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan sat and asked him about freaks around the world. And
he would. Yeah.
So. It's fucking pretty ridiculous, man.
That's journalism right there.
He recently, too, was talking about the Hall of Fame and talking about the statues. You heard that? All right, it's Scott Steiner's talking about, where do they take the Ric Flair statue, since there is no Hall of Fame, and he's saying it's in Triple H's bedroom with a Macho Man one. It's like, that's holy shit. Yeah, he hates the WWE.
Can you remember when the Hall of Fame, pictures came out where there were signs, do not let this guy in?
Yeah, dude, yeah. Yeah. Do not let in Scott Steiner, a.k.a. the big dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What was that?
That was me slipping.
I don't even know what that was.
That's good, good, good.
All right.
My mic started to fall down, and I panicked to catch it, and my finger touched a button. Now we're down to 2 stars, guys, 2 stars.
Damn it, anyway.
It's like a health.
Yeah. Hopefully we can find some health. Find a fucking turkey and hidden in the wall or something. Castlevania reference.
That's a game that I never played a lot as a kid. I found it way too fucking hard.
It is fucking hard.
It is. It's very difficult.
It's super hard. What else you got? Any other news?
I got nothing else for news at all.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a ton going on, right?
No, it was a slow week for news, honestly. My finger was hovering over the Raw button, and that's why we got that weird noise.
Oh, were you prepping for Raw?
I was.
You ready? Is Raw the next thing we're going to do?
I don't know. I was just seeing if that's where you were going.
Let's do it!
Let's do it.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw!
It just reminds me how much cooler old Raw was than Raw now.
Yeah, it's a night and day difference, that is for sure.
Anyway, so Raw this week, but almost go home show.
The almost go. I honestly thought it was the go home show.
I did too, actually. I was like, I thought it was this Sunday, and then
I did too. And then I look, and it's like July 9th. Oh, good. Good, but what was Raw? Because Raw just reeked of a go-home show.
Mm. Oh, they always seem to do that now. That's the thing. It's like it's kind of a go-home show. Well, it's a shitty go-home show, but it seems like a go-home show. And then they still have a week left.
Like, yeah.
What are you going to do from here, dude? What are you going to do from beyond this Joe and Lesnar shit that you've done? I mean, this is it. You've done all you can do.
What are you going to do with Strowman and Reigns? That capped off perfectly.
Yeah,
right. Like, it's unreal. Sense. Where are you going to go from here? Next week has to be some lame duck fucking.
Yeah. Raw is live from the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California.
Are we just going through the highs and lows of it this time, or
that's just it? That's what we're doing these days. We're just gonna pick out things we liked and didn't like and fucking do it. So, go ahead. Give me a topic from the show.
Well, my favorite topic of the show had to have been Joe choking out Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
That was
good. It was a good build-up. But yeah, like you said, it's a go-home.
Yeah, it's like, obviously, Brock Lesnar can't be there next week.
Is he? I mean, he probably is, isn't he?
I don't know. That's the thing. It makes no sense for him to be there, because what are you going to do?
Yeah. My beef with this, though, is why the fuck did the Revival and Anderson come to pull Joe off? That was a fucking questionable decision. I don't understand.
Yeah, they're not the strongest dudes. You know what I mean? You think you need a bigger guy to get Joe off because he's...
Well, no. Well, not even that. I'm just saying, like, why would the Revival... Super heel the Revival, you
That's
know,
true.
And And hey, like, why would three heels come out and break this up? I don't understand.
That's true.
And it's just three heels. It doesn't make any sense. Why is there not a swarm of fucking of extras in black security shirts? Send eight fucking people out there.
They're in L.A.
Yeah. They had a bunch of indie workers working on these fucking shows.
And it's just, you got the actors' capital of the world.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, that's just it, man. I mean, they have, you know, so why not? Wouldn't you just send a sea of fucking security guys out there? Who decided those three guys should go out there and send the Revival out? That doesn't make any fucking sense, man.
No, it doesn't. You're completely true.
Or I'm nitpicking, which, you know, probably a little of both.
Now, mind you, that fact doesn't derail the setting for me. You know what I mean? It's still a good struggle. Like Brock Lesnar's facials, like he sold Samoa Joe like a fucking champ.
That's good. And also earlier in the show with Joe and Heyman backstage, that was also really good.
Yes. Yeah. I think Joe will come off of this match, even though he's not going to win the title. He'll come off looking great. I think Joe will be set in the WWE for a while.
Yeah, I think so. Do you think they're going to put the belt on him? Yeah.
No. God, no.
I think they should, honestly.
It would be because you do have Roman Reigns did say that he's going to face the champion at SummerSlam, which is another shitty deal. But he has also, they've placed seeds for a Samoa Joe feud, and they also have a Brock Lesnar feud. So you could do either or, and it would work.
I just take it off a guy who's barely there to a guy who's there every week, who has more, you know, he's got a lot longer career ahead of him. Not much, but he's got longer in him than Lesnar.
Yep. I would imagine Lesnar leaves after this contract.
Yeah, and to me, if you have him go in and beat fucking Brock Lesnar, he inherits all that shit. He becomes the baddest motherfucker, right? I mean, I think it makes sense all the way around to me.
No, I agree.
To put it on Joe. Will they do that? Do they ever fucking do logical things? Not really.
No, not really. You're right.
So, what else we have with this show? I mean, let's just get to it. The awful Miz TV segment. We gotta fucking talk about this.
Oh,
holy shit. One of the worst or the worst thing in Raw history.
It made Bayley, This Is Your Life look like a million bucks.
Like, dude, it did, right? Yeah. Oh, my. This is one of the worst things I remember.
Yeah, and just, it started when he ran to the ring. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, dude. Really fucking stupid.
And so, like, should we just play the clip now and just...
Yeah,
because there's one part of this whole show is going to be remembered for one line and one line only, and that is this.
Well, he is the lunatic friend.
Beat that nigga ass. Beat that nigga ass.
Oh my.
Yeah. So Dean Ambrose was actually sent out well before he was supposed to.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And originally, the Ball family were supposed to sit ringside during the 6-man tag. But,
and just sit there or get involved?
I don't know. But I was just read that they were supposed to sit there. Maybe they would have gotten involved at some point in time.
They should have just put them at the fucking dude. And it's like I was hoping that they'd eat more shit than they did on this. Nothing really happened, I guess. No. Is that so?
And then to make matters worse, when they went back, LeVar Ball just beelined it for his locker room, his dressing room.
Yeah.
And only the kids went over to Vince McMahon to shake his hand and say thank you. The kid that said the line goes over to Vince McMahon and shakes his hand and says thank you.
What did he say?
Oh, Vince?
No, the kid.
What did he say? He said.
Here's the lunatic friend.
Beat that nigga ass. Beat that nigga ass.
I wanted to see if I could get you to say it.
I knew you were trying to get me to say it. I knew that. I'm not that stoned yet.
But yeah, I mean, this is America where, you know, well, Canada too, I guess. This isn't just America. But where white guys sit and talk about, you know, the racial complexities of living as a black man.
yeah, to quote...
Because we can't. No, yes. Because we are two white motherfuckers, I did want to read something from, I'm going to go ahead and call him friend of the show, Famous B, Brian Fame. He posted on Facebook, okay, since everybody talking about this horse shit, I can't keep quiet. I usually don't post about things like this, but that Lonzo Ball segment on Raw was BS. They took it as a joke and made a mockery of pro wrestling, and dropping N-bombs on national TV didn't help us look good as a race either. I pretty fucking nailed it, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, it rings this, and I hate to say it, but like there is, everybody has a stereotype. You know what I mean? Stereotypes are what people have used to stay alive for millennium. You stay away from that dark cave there. Something could be in there. You're stereotyping that cave. And it's just been built into everybody that, you know, just this is the stereotype for them, and then you just go and reaffirm it. You know, it's just boom. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, man. I was hoping that WWE would eat more shit on it, honestly. I was hoping there'd be like real blowback on them and their horseshit. They fucking do this stuff all the time.
Yeah, but how much can you blame WWE for that?
God damn it.
That's all Lonzo or whatever the fuck his name is.
Lermel. And those guys are a bunch of fucking cunts anyway. Oh, like, give a fuck.
I've hated that fucking guy ever since I've seen him. Just his face. I just don't like it.
Yeah, fuck you and your kids, dude. It's like, when the young kid is like tapping on the mic, dude.
Yeah, and his brother had to tell him to stop it.
Are you fucking retarded? Like, seriously, dude. God damn it. I just couldn't fucking believe it.
Oh, it was all kinds of horrible. In every which way, possible way it could be, it was horrible.
It was like 1,000 abortions happening at one time.
Getting 1,000 needles in my dick all at once.
And Ambrose still does the further just douchifying of this guy. Oh my God, he comes out in the shirt and... You know how much they sell those carny motherfuckers sell those shirts for?
How much?
$50, dude.
What?
A $50 t-shirt with 3 B's on it.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's ridiculous. But Ambrose's face, when he's walking out, he's just like, what the fuck is this?
He's interrupting him too, that guy.
Yeah.
He's like interrupting. You see Ambrose is just like, the fuck am I doing here?
Yep. It's Bush League, buddy.
Yeah, and what did it do? It made fucking the business look like a complete fucking joke.
Yep.
Which is what they do. You know, that's why they have, like, you know, women who, you know, survived breast cancer get in a ring and, you know, have a wrestler unveil a table full of pink belts for everybody. And what the fuck is going on, dude, with this company? It's supposed to be a wrestling company. Should never have become a corporate sort of fucking thing. It just sucks so much dick. All of it.
It's true. It's damn true.
Oh my God. What else happened on this fucking show? Oh, they had to make sure and remind us that Stephanie McMahon was recently named one of the most powerful women in sports.
Oh, you cunt! What a cunt!
Oh my God. Why would you put that, like, oh, by the way, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
She's no one else does that.
The sole reason why there's a women's revolution in the WWE. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah. They even mentioned it. Cole mentioned it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking outlandish, dude.
So fucking outlandish. Is it weird? Like, I want, like, bad things to happen to those people, you know, to her and all these fucking cunts. I'm not saying do it, but I'm saying if she got struck by lightning tomorrow, I'd be like, fucking A.
The future looks bright.
Yeah. What else did you from there?
We had, also, in case you forgot, we had to make sure you remembered that Enzo and Cass are broken up.
Oh, yeah.
With Enzo turning on Cass once again. But, I mean, now, they at least they waited till the bitter end to do it.
Yeah, that was nice. Actually, interestingly, Mrs. Vicious was watching that section because she likes those guys. and she wasn't aware of what happened last week.
Oh.
So she saw it and was interesting. I was kind of just watching because, you know, she doesn't fucking follow shit with wrestling. And yeah, she was into it. I'm like, no, it's going to happen. It's not going to, they're not doing it. And she's like, yeah, they are. Look, like, no. So she got swerved, but no one else got swerved. Although, that's the thing that's crazy. I was honestly like, if they put these guys back together and just ignored the whole thing, I wouldn't be fucking surprised. Because this is WWE we're talking about.
I had thought that as well. I there was a part of me that was just like, maybe. Maybe they will actually go through with this.
Because you can't predict crazy. That's just it, right?
No. No.
You can't predict fucking insanity. You don't know.
Yeah, no. It's that crazy hot scale. You know what I mean? If she's super hot, you got to know how crazy she is. Because, I mean, great sex is sometimes trumped by having your house burned down in the middle of the night, right?
Right. So. I mean, this Reigns and Strowman thing was okay. I hate when they start the show with Reigns. I think everybody fucking hates it when they do it, but I don't know.
I'm a firm believer that that is why they do it, because everybody hates it.
Yeah, good. Oh, keep fucking winning the war as your ratings go fucking farther and farther down the dumper. You're winning, dude. You're showing us, you fucking retards.
Yeah. but man, but he ate shit when he hit that ambulance.
Dude, he told Braun he was going to take him straight to hell. So what, he's going to use, like, Undertaker lines now?
Did he gain the Undertaker's powers?
I haven't seen him shoot any lightning yet.
Not yet, but he may. Maybe we'll see him at this match. He'll roll his eyes in the back of his head. Hopefully they'll get stuck there and he won't be able to see, and he'll have to retire.
So, funny enough here, speaking of the ambulance and Strowman and all that shit, remember last week I was praising the return of Strowman out of the back of the ambulance.
Yeah.
It was pointed out to me, and I had totally forgotten about it. Just like a year ago. Remember when Kane came out of the back of an ambulance? Just like that?
No, I don't, actually.
And it had, and I was like, because last week I was like, oh, fuck it. It should have just had smoke. Somebody made me aware, and they showed me a clip, and it was, yeah, Kane bursting out of the back of an ambulance with smoke. Yeah, from like a year and a half ago.
Oh, that's fucking great.
It was where he had hurt his leg, remember? And he comes back, and he's like stomping his leg as he's walking to the ring, like trying to shake his leg out. I don't remember who it was against or whatever, but I was like, holy fuck. It was the frame for frame, same thing.
That's great.
Except this one had a roar.
Yeah.
The script says, you know, ambulance doors burst open. Roar.
Roar. Roar.
Ron says roar. I thought it was okay, though. Toss Reigns in the fucking ambulance. Get his fucking shitty ass out of there, off the show for the whole show.
Yep.
Fuck yeah, thank you very much.
But Reigns' absence... We've got Josh Duhamel on commentary for a whole match. Holy shit.
I would talk shit on that guy, but actually as a guy, he's from here, and he's a really good guy.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not a good guy, but...
Yeah, but holy fuck, man.
You couldn't find another way to plug Sheamus being in a movie with him, you know, and to plug the shit that is Transformers.
It's so fucking...
Throughout a whole fucking 12-minute match? Please. Fuck me, man.
With a guy who doesn't know shit about wrestling at all. Oh, my God.
And he's pointing out flaws in the match. It's just like, oh, fuck.
Oh, it's so
like,
good.
It's like he's saying, you know, because what's his face broke up a pin. And he's like, isn't that illegal? The Booker was like, you got 5 seconds. What, you got 5 seconds to break up a 3-second pin? Are you a fucking loser?
Is that a thing? Technically, you only have one breakup allowed.
Exactly.
Which is something that not a lot of people knew, but as we, you know. They never follow that anyway, though.
No. And they even released a book, WWE Rulebook.
There's some old shit, like old NWA shit, where they actually do follow that. So in the past, people did follow that kind of shit. I'm trying to think of like what else I'm looking through.
I got nothing else for Raw. Everything else, well, Nia Jax, having to watch Nia Jax run a gauntlet was pretty funny.
It's a run. Nia Jax run.
He's fat!
That bitch was so out of fucking... She was like, she was as out of gas as me, like, on the fucking the day before payday, man. And it's like, the fuck out of here. The bitch was like coasting into the gas station, you know? Yeah,
just on fumes. But fucking good. The fact that Bailey, the first person eliminated.
That's awesome. That character's done. That's whole fucking thing is done.
Stick a fork in it.
Remember back in the day, people, you know, would always be like, oh, you look, Bailey's like the perfect game when she's going to be, you know, it's a no brainer when she gets up there. And tell just me more
wait.
About it.
Just wait.
Oh, fuck me. I don't just, I mean, really, at the end of the day, I just don't care enough about women's wrestling. I'm going to be honest with you, you know.
Yeah.
This women's wrestling, anyway, I just don't care. Like, if half the people involved suck, like, really bad in the ring, I just don't care. If, I only care when it's two women who are actually good wrestlers. And considering that they have, like, I don't even know. I'm not three, maybe, on the whole main roster, four, who are good. It never happens.
Yeah. I mean, we did get that on NXT, though.
We did. Sasha wins the match. She's all of a sudden, she's back in vogue. She was at the BET Awards. She was nominated for a Kids' Choice Award. So,
yeah.
She gets to be number one contender.
Yeah, she's the flavor of the week.
Yeah. But other than this, I mean, there's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, garbage.
You know, I'm not even. Yeah, we all watch.
So. Mind you, I did find this episode of Raw to be very easy to watch.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like, the Lonzo Ball stuff was horrible, but you can watch it and just have a ball watching it because it's so bad.
Oh, well, yeah, if you just want to watch the city burn, you know? Fucking... then definitely... During this, look at this, Rhino, Slater, and Ambrose versus Miz, Axeman, and Bo. I heard somebody drop change on the ground during that fucking... I swear to God, man. It's like one dude coughing in the background. Holy fuck.
The crowd is Christ. Shit. But for the most part, too, I also thought the crowd was pretty decent for some of it. You know, like the Samoa Joe stuff, some of the... You know, when Braun came out, they popped really big.
Yeah. I mean, it was all right. Rollins defeats Hawkins. Like,
yeah, that was so stupid.
For so Wyatt stupid. To come out on the screen. And I didn't even know that was really going to be a match. I'm like, oh, that's going to be a match. Rollins and Wyatt. Because... I don't know.
You can't pick any sense out of that feud. Because
no,
it's all the next ramblings of a crazy man.
And just, he's the next guy that's going to fucking, you know, beat the eater of pins. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Then the eater of fucking JoJo Pussy. Lucky motherfucker. Oh,
what a guy.
His career is a success just on based on him being able to fuck that chick.
Dude, if he wasn't a wrestler, he wouldn't have been able to do that. And that's the win in itself.
You watch wrestling? You watch it when you were a kid? Yeah, my daddy's... Or Renaud Scheister?
What was his name in WCW? Fuck.
Wall Street?
Yes. You might know my dad as IRS or Wall Street.
He's also... Didn't we debate on this show, like, I believe... He was a sea captain, was he not? Like, we ended
up, yes, I think
did
so.
We verify that he was a sea captain?
I don't know if we verified it, but I believe you did send me a picture at one point in time, and he was wearing a sea captain something.
Well, then it's confirmed. Motherfucker. It's like either that's either in reality Mike Rotunda was a sea captain gimmick, or I was like, you know, that's a figment of my drug-riddled brain. Either he was or he should have been, one of the two.
It could have been an acid experience, but
been.
I'm believing it for now. Until somebody proves me wrong, that would be having to watch every single Mike Rotunda match known to man. And nobody's going to do that, so.
Good luck. Who's in the NWO, man? What the fuck? Just a random, like, how far that shit went downhill.
Oh, that was the NWO, once it was like a year in, was absolute horrendous.
It's like, sometimes they would add cool people, you know, like Conan was awesome in the NWO.
Yeah,
that was a perfect fit for him to be in there.
Yeah,
because he was hip and he was cool. He was fucking Mexican, you know, fuck yeah. But like, and it was like anybody who ever worked in WWF, you know, yeah, Rotunda and fucking Virgil, aka fucking Curly Bill. I was reminded this week that Curly Bill was a thing. I totally forgot about it, man.
I don't remember that at all.
When Virgil, when Virgil was with the West Texas Rednecks, dude. Rap is crap.
Did you see that Canadian destroyer?
Oh, dude, what? This week there's footage. It's in the Suplex City Limits group on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you like the show, you want to hang out and just bullshit, it's our little private group. Find it and send us a request. I better see that you like our page first. But no less, I posted it over there. You can probably find it online. Yeah, it's a Pittsburgh destroyer because that's where he lives now.
Man, it's the worst garbage.
The worst Canadian destroyer I've ever seen in my life. He lands on his back.
Yeah. You can tell the guy taking it did all of the work.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god, the Canadian destroy myself and Virgil. Oh, dude. I suggest too, and if you dig fucking dumb Virgil shit, go back and check out I don't know what number it is, but there's an episode with of this show where we had Max out on, who is a fucking kick-ass band from Pittsburgh, and they have a music video with Virgil in it, and Stosh, the guy from the band, he's on the show, and he talks about Virgil coming over and like hanging out in his basement and shit, filming this music video of them like playing with fucking action figures and shit. So yeah, they spent the day with Virgil, and Virgil texts him now, and oh my, he's got amazing Virgil stories, and they're all on that episode of our show. So
when OSW went over to Florida for WrestleMania, didn't they see Virgil or something asking for money at a restaurant?
Oh, that's his deal. I mean, I don't know. Olive Garden.
Give me $5.
Yeah, because that's where he goes, man. Fucking Olive Garden. That's his shit, dude. He goes there and gets fucking breadsticks with all that fuck money that he makes. I've had enough of Raw. Let's move on.
Where are we moving on to?
Moving on to selling some t-shirts.
Ooh, not prepared. Not prepared at all. Hold on. So yeah, we'll sell some t-shirts here. I don't know what the fuck to play.
It doesn't matter. You don't need to sell any music. You can buy t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/suplexcitylimits. We have 4 designs available, sizes small to 5XL, long sleeve, short sleeve, women's, tank tops, all that shit. They ship worldwide, so help support the show and look like a bad motherfucker everywhere you go with your very own Suplex City Limits t-shirt. All right. What are we going to talk about? Let's do the SmackDown. Let's just get through these. SmackDown. Dude, why the fuck does WWE not have metal anymore?
I know, right? There was a while where things were looking up, but...
Because like, Triple H at least likes Motorhead and shit. You know? Yeah. Why is it... Dude, wrestling is made for metal, dude. Wrestling songs should be metal songs. I don't understand. These fucking songs, though. These theme songs for Raw and SmackDown, they're such dog shit, man.
Yeah. At least you get a little bit of it in NXT, but it's... Not to the lengths that they used to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like having Marilyn Manson's "Beautiful People" as your theme song—that was the best thing they ever did.
That's good.
And then they followed that up with a Green Day song, which was absolute garbage.
Like back when they had that Biohazard ripoff song for Raw.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking awesome, man. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of dog shit, SmackDown Live in San Diego, California. My favorite thing on this show, I'm just going to go ahead and start off, is was seeing our homeboy, fucking Mikey G, a.k.a. Seabass, a.k.a. fucking drunk fucking Ronald McDonald at ringside on the show. I was like, that was my favorite part of the show.
There wasn't honestly much else. But now, okay, so we might as well just start with the glaring thing in our face, and that's...
And sorry. Quick point here. Go back and listen to our episodes with Mikey G. There's two of them, and one of them is after he got fucking beat up by Braun Strowman on Raw. So, anyway, sorry.
But no, we've got to look at the Punjabi Prism making its return.
Oh, my God. Everyone was predicting this. They're like, oh, what if this is? And they're like, will they do that? Oh, they
I
will
do
that.
I did not think for a second they would do this, because it's a visionary, or what was it? A visual nightmare. It's so hard to see. It sucks.
It sucks dick. It's like, dude, you remember how great the other two were? Oh, not me. Oh, never mind. I wasn't so familiar, because that was during the period where I was just like not watching WWE as much. I had other shit going on.
That's and the same thing with me.
So I went and I was like, I'm going to watch these matches. And I got like halfway through the first one, I fell asleep. I didn't understand why. I was really confused. It's the first Punjabi Prison match, but Kali's not even in it. What the fuck is going on?
Well, I don't even know.
It's no Big idea. Show and Undertaker, and I was just really confused about. And then I just fell asleep. I was really tired and high.
So. Something tells me there was something going on with Kali and being injured, maybe.
Getting right out of town. It was awful. I wouldn't doubt it. But yeah, you can't see anything, and it's not cool. It fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah.
It sucks almost as much as that fucking the gazebo match in TNA.
I can't remember what that one's called. It's the one where you got to escape through the teat in the cage, that little nipple hole.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
The gazebo fucking of doom.
The red gazebo of doom, too. What a fucking ugly thing that was.
So, that was something to shit on. Is there anything good? Do you have a high point for this?
I have two high points, actually.
Okay.
Ellsworth being probably one of the greatest heels WWE has right now.
Sad as that is.
But it's very true. And the Fashion Files, Under Pressure, when they gave the Ascension 2 tickets to Paradise.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I thought that was great, and they're we only listen to Grindcore. And then by the end of it, they're sliding the tickets in their pockets sneakily. Fucking loved it.
It was magic, man. Yeah, it was good. It was the one that we were supposed to get fucking last week, probably, because there wasn't one last week.
Yeah, very possible.
I really enjoyed that, yeah.
Travis pointed out to me, it's shot in standard definition. And it's like, oh, so it is? Because like it's not widescreen. It's just a square box.
Oh, sure. It's great, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was fucking dope.
And while this is happening, someone trashed their place again. So it wasn't the Ascension.
Yeah, so it's got to be American Alpha, right?
Oh, I guess. The stick figure guys were bald. Maybe the stick figure guys were fucking the colognes. That's why they're asking for a release.
Or maybe it's Akam and Razar.
Oh, God.
that would suck.
Those guys are the shits, dude.
They are. What did you think of the second women's Money in the Bank match?
Yeah. It's just me, or was there like no dangerous spots whatsoever in this match? Was it like the safest thing involving ladders ever?
Probably. I thought it was at least as good as the one they put on 2 days prior. Or a week prior, but there's nothing that stands out from it.
Except for fucking barely fly snooker going off the top of the
just the
top ropes.
The amount of sweat on her face.
Barely fly Tamina. Yeah, they should call her that, dude.
Barely fly. barely fly.
Hardly fly to me in a snooker. Oh man! And also, like the Tom Phillips couldn't tell the difference between Naomi and Tamina.
Yeah, that was you could almost hear or feel the gasps from the other announcers, just like what?
Like, ah, oh, dude.
JBL's just like, I wish I had Moro back.
Yeah. At the end of it here too, Carmella, dude, bumbling around. Like, fakely trying to unhook the case. Like, it was so bad, it would make the fucking Pope weep, dude. Honestly, it was the worst. She's just like, flipping her hand on there and shit. Oh, my God. Nobody's that stupid.
That also brings me to probably one of the lows, and that's the opening segment being the exact same segment as last year, or last week.
Oh, yeah, just, I don't know. Just
Carmella, her promo was almost word for word.
Yeah. They didn't let Tamina do anything this week, though. That's no. Unfortunate.
she did not say a word.
Again, though, with this, too, it's like he kicks Ellsworth out of the building. And to me, it's like I said last week, put him in the match. Let him run away the whole time. And then, you know, at the end, he goes up to grab it, and right as he's about to, all the other women fucking tip it over and then fuck his shit up, dude. You know, even you could have done it like that. They all fuck his shit up, and then Carmella fucking sneaks up, runs up it behind him or something.
Yeah.
No, you know?
You could.
God damn it.
But no, they, I guess James Ellsworth had to buy his own ticket. I'm assuming that's what he did. They don't explain it, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't the crowd have fucking went crazy for that?
Probably. You know, just to see James Ellsworth get his ass beat.
Like, taking power bombs and shit. Like, have fucking Natty power bomb him.
Yeah, yeah.
The fuck out there and earn some money, Jim.
You could have a Charlotte moonsault him through a table.
Yeah. I mean, just small moments that I enjoyed. I did enjoy the New Day this week.
Yep, yep. The homage. Off.
The cut off on the yeah, on the week coming for you. Awesome.
Yeah,
like that fucking. They always have some little thing like super weird reference in there, you know.
Yeah,
like we used last week. Awesome.
Well, and this was used obviously as a rebuttal to the balls on Raw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's good. I love the production of this match. They go to commercial, and this is like. What, you know, and right as they're getting back from commercial, they get the pin. It's like, dude, that wasn't timed out right.
No, it's some of this, you know, like having certain entrances on commercials. It's a little suspect at moments, but where does Lana go from here?
Hopefully back to being a manager or
she's
got
to go back with Rusev. Hey, like, she almost has to.
Back to fucking Russia.
Well, like it's you debut a competitor for a week and she has a match and she loses. And then she comes back and she loses again the same match even quicker.
The second time she hits her fucking fairly impressive looking finisher and has it kicked out of.
yeah, within the first 5 seconds. It's unreal. They completely booked her on. They just she's dead. She's like she's deader than Bailey.
Send her back to Russia with her dad. Her dad is a weird motherfucker. Her parents are. I'm convinced that her dad like jacks off the pictures of her allegedly.
Allegedly. It's,
like they're so into having this like half naked hot daughter. So weird.
I've never had a half naked hot daughter, so I wouldn't be able to tell you what it's all about. So.
But yeah,
I
they
wouldn't
kept it
want to have a half naked hot daughter to look like her. I'd be afraid.
There you go. Exactly. Especially with me as one of your friends. but yeah, it was quick this time, so that was good. I loved like little things. Lana's sidebar. He says his hometown, Moscow, Russia, which is true. She was born there, I believe. Is that not the case?
She at least lived there for a great length of her childhood.
Okay. And then it says, too, that she stars on E! Network's Total Divas. Right below it.
Yeah, so you can assume she's from Moscow, and her Russian accent is real, and then you go over to Total Divas, like, oh.
When they took all this time away, they could have just brought her back without the accent, and no one would have said a fucking word about it. It would have been fine. Fucking ruined it.
I think they it had to have had something to do with their lack of confidence in the character.
Well, dude, why did you put her in the ring? I know it's like, I mean, we've watched Total Divas. She's always like begging and trying to fucking wrestle. Someone just needs to be like, you're the employer, dude. You need to have some, like, no, you're not fucking going to wrestle. You're awful at it. So, no, you know? Instead, they're like, well, she's been trying real hard, you know, and she's been the fuck out of here. It's all, she's maybe the worst wrestler in that company. Since, now that Eva Marie is gone.
Since when did trying hard garner, you know, a spot? You know what I mean?
Dude, since fucking nowadays.
Exactly.
It's fucking nowadays.
It's that coddled everybody, you know, nerf the world. Everybody needs to have a chance.
So, yeah.
No, right. No. If you suck at it, you the people that are good should be given the chance above you. It's not the case. Everybody needs it nowadays.
Yeah. You know how it goes, man. I mean, what else? There's really had a transgender thing. That's basically what we talked about. That's where they decide the Punjabi thing. So you got to see. I was like, "Oh, we're gonna get to watch Aiden English." No,
just a little bit of a song.
Continuing in their stupid production, he gets RKO'd during the commercial. What? They come back and they're like, "Oh yeah, while we were gone." Oh, okay.
It's weird. It's like, okay, so for you guys in the States, you guys can watch the commercials apparently.
No. Sometimes you can. Like every once in a while during a commercial break, the match stays on in the top corner.
Okay.
I still don't watch it, dude. I DVR the show and I fast forward still during the commercials. Well, yeah, what the fuck? What kind of mark do they think I am? Like I'm gonna sit there and watch these fucking? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's like watching Botchamania on YouTube. You don't. Yeah, do that.
Well, that and it's just like, am I gonna be like so compelled by the match that I'm gonna keep watching it? Seeing what's happening while a commercial played? No. Nothing's going to happen during the commercial break. That's fucking stupid. I mean, Nakamura talking still. Lots.
Hey, Shin.
Did she say Shin?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, really?
Yeah. So that will be his next name if the artist doesn't work.
She talks about like him versus Baron Corbin, dude. Oh my! Just wait for that.
Yeah, and they keep on getting Nakamura to talk.
Yeah, it's awful, awful. Same thing on NXT. We'll talk about it on NXT. Same fucking thing this week.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Gosh, yes, oh no! Are we doing NXT now?
Well, no, but and also in this too, yeah, Zayn interrupts Mike and Maria Kanellis. So is that going to be? We're going to get. Bennett and Zayn, the next thing, and Corbin and fucking Nakamura.
It's possible. It's very possible.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm not. I wouldn't hate seeing a Mike and Zayn match. I don't know what you call him. It's weird to call him Mike Kanellis.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I'd welcome to see it. It's a different matchup at least, but in no way, shape, or form is it going to be a balls out match, I would imagine.
Corbin beats Zayn here. Why couldn't he just beat him with the case? Why couldn't he, like, behind the ref's back, hit Zayn in the head with the case and pin him?
At least give him something to go off of.
You know?
No, just kill him dead in the water. Fuck it.
And speaking of killing him dead in the water, too, like, I want to talk about this. Still no Rusev. And, dude, no Ty Dillinger.
Nope.
And I'm not even in this. Like, before I do, let me preface this by saying I'm not. Just like a big fucking Ty Dillinger guy. He's okay. You know, give him a shot, whatever. But, dude, he came in hot. The 10 thing was over. Dude, everyone is doing 10s during the whole fucking show. You know, like, I mean, it was so over. And, dude, they had him do nothing. He came in, he did, like, what, 2 matches? They played a cool backstage, you know, they played that video from NXT, which was good, about him being there before. And and then nothing.
No, it's weird, because you'd think that they'd want to put him on TV since he does garner a big reaction from the crowd.
Oh, I don't know, because he's fucking over.
Yeah, and it's just like, why don't you do it?
Unlike who? Unlike Dolph Ziggler, unlike Baron Corbin, which granted, those guys are heel, but they're not even over as heels.
No.
So who else is on this show that's on TV?
Well, that doesn't get any... Mojo Rawley?
Yeah, Mojo
Zack
fucking...
Zack Ryder?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense, dude.
Jinder Mahal?
And now he's gone, and when he does come back, if he does come back, well, he'll come out, and it'll just be fucking dead, and they'll go, see? You know? Yeah. That guy wasn't good.
See, they'll fire him again. Didn't remember him for 2 months, see?
It's how long has it been? It's been 2 months, right? He came over after Mania. It was big. The whole fucking crowd, 10, everything, 10. Nothing, dude.
No, I think he got a pre-show match on the Backlash pay-per-view. And then that was it.
That's just like the stuff with this company. It's like, I just don't understand it, you know? Why isn't this guy out here, like, beating those lower-level guys, you know, on this show?
Yeah, at least keep him relevant, you know?
At least have him on the show, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. We don't have time to sit here and deal with, like, all of the WWE's fucking horseshit. But I thought both the shows this week sucked.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, I thought they were easier to watch than previous weeks. But that still doesn't mean that they were good shows.
I didn't like this show. There was no good wrestling on this show.
I don't think we're past the days of getting good wrestling on television shows.
Nah, not on fucking Lucha Underground. But
I mean WWE, like SmackDown and Raw. They're so formulaic. Every match is the exact same match. You can just interchange different wrestlers, and that's how their television matches are, and that's how they're going to be. It's almost insulting to watch.
There's no real point. Yeah, I mean, your best bet, honestly, I know people who do it, is just like go on YouTube probably and watch the clips. I mean, we could talk about all the other bullshit down there, but there's no point. These are the things that happened, and half of them suck, right? That's what we're saying.
a good thing to go by is fast forward every match until after the commercial break.
Yeah,
because nothing ever happens. It's a little bit of brawling, and then a tope suicide to the outside, and the match is going to a commercial break, and then they come back, and they're in the ring, somebody's in a headlock, and then they go from there. Every time.
Yeah. Usually, one of their favorite things they like to do is it's just to flip it around during the break, so, you know, the face has control, and then after the break he doesn't, you know, or the other way around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another one throwing somebody into the stairs and then taunting to the crowd as they go to break. God damn, man. It happens every time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, even just hearing you say it, I saw it in my head.
Oh, yeah. Specifically The Miz in my head, actually.
Baron Corbin was on mine, but yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Same things are the same. Let's talk about NXT. Fuck. Dude, I didn't even know that they used that song.
Started. Like, if you watch the video for that song, you'll see what's his face from American Alpha. Jordan? Yeah, what's the fuck? With a fro. So he's there. Then you've got EC3 is there. Bram is in there. There's a bunch of guys that is just like, oh, shit.
A bunch of guys who wrestle in fucking Impact.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't even remember that they ever used that song. Is one of the most badass songs ever, though.
That riff is just so good. Just the guitar.
Honestly, I think that's one of the top, like, 25 rock riffs of all time. Honestly,
I think so. I can agree with you completely.
Yeah, classic fucking shit. Getting to NXT. Morrow's back. First off, that's awesome.
Yep, that was a delightful present for us.
Yeah, sadly, Percy fucking whatever Watson. Is that his name, Percy Watson?
Yeah, that is his name. Was he wearing the Sally Jesse Raphael glasses this week? I can't remember.
I don't remember anything about that guy other than seeing him in the beginning, really, and hearing like dumb shit that he says here and there.
He's just like a younger looking Titus O'Neil is what he is.
It's pretty much. The show, what are we at? Velveteen Dream.
And Ho-Ho Loon.
Yeah, defeats Ho-Ho Loon. Velveteen Dream should be the Velveteen Dream, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? XYZ like, name.
Yeah, I agree. It shouldn't just be the Velveteen Dream. The Velveteen Dream, Patrick Clark, or you wouldn't use Patrick Clark, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly it. That just like, I don't understand how they didn't. Nobody seems to know that. And the Velveteen Dream doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big Prince fan, so I don't even know if Velveteen, is that a color of purple?
I don't know, Velveteen is velvet. Like velvet, yeah.
Yeah, so velvet is kind of like a purple.
But yeah, he's like he's Prince slash Rick James, kind of.
Yeah.
More Prince than Rick James, I guess.
Yeah, and then it has a finisher that's called the Purple Rainmaker, which...
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a top rope elbow drop.
Oh, dude. I kind of like that. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
I'm not going to lie.
It's oddly, it's kind of like a Midnight Cannonball.
I fucking might be in now. I might have just 360 or 180 done fucking on Velveteen Dream right there, man.
Yeah, the purple
rainmaker.
And it's coming from above too, so it's like rain. It makes more sense than the rainmaker.
It's like rain. I fucking love Prince though, so you know, whatever. Prince is from this neck of the woods, man.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we like some Prince up in this. fucking, I like the segment with Asuka. She's like riding in fucking Uber, and Nikki Cross, like crazy ex girlfriend, jumps on the fucking hood.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
See, she did bath salts.
And we've God all damn. Fucking, we've all been there. if you need further, like, if you need proof of how decimated the tag team division is. In this company, they're setting up EOP versus Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, no, as the heaviest match in NXT history.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now, that's gonna be the fucking tag team championship. Man.
Did you get what Paul Ellering asked Regal at the end of this?
No.
What Jurassic cocoon did you find them in? It's like, oh, that's pretty true.
It's like the power plant was closed, you know, at the end of WCW. And then somebody like just bought that old building. It's been there, you know, and they found those guys inside.
Yeah, found them in a closet. Just, oh shit, what are you? it's like when Brazongo opened the door and the Ascension were there.
Exactly.
It's like if you put Heavy Machinery in there and that's the circumstances of who bought the power plant.
Oh my god, dude. Note this, man. That should be like someone needs to draw that or something. Somebody or video edit. Dude, somebody make that happen. Oh my
please,
god.
Please. Please.
But yeah, that's pretty much what Heavy Machinery is like I kind of like them cuz they remind me of like a 1990s, you know, 90s WCW team, but I like the one guy, but I don't like the other guy. I don't think the other guy's fit.
Tucker Knight can go walk into the night and
they need a guy who has more of the shape of Otis, fucking whatever Spunkmeyer cookie.
Otis Dojovich or something like that. Dozovich.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
Yeah, you put like a Rhino with him or something, or you know somebody like Rhino.
Yeah, somebody of that shape. Even like I said, you fucking fired that Bull Dempsey guy. Bring him back.
Yeah. You could use what's his fucking nuts. Matanza, what's it? Jeff Cobb.
Oh man, Jeff Cobb and that guy together.
Yeah,
they're pretty cool.
Keith Lee.
I think the personality is weird of them. Like they're just like the fucking hype bros. Really, they're like fucking fat hype bros.
They're
you know.
It's basically it's a prehistoric hype bros is what it is.
it's like on the evolutionary chart, you know, like where they have like the from monkey to man, you know, yeah. chart. It's like they're like two steps back from fucking
yeah, from but you got the hype bros, they're hyping up the club. But the heavy machinery, right. they're hyping up the cave, right? They're just jumping into the cave. Rah, yeah, yeah.
The cavemen. They're halfway. It's like halfway between fucking Cro-Magnon man and modern man, you know, on that scale. Oni Lorcan and Atami. I heard about this stoppage. You know, somebody leaked it or whatever from the tapings and like, oh yeah, they stopped the match and called up the team. They actually called the match off and then they started up. So it was actually on here, which I was surprised by.
Yeah. I mean, I like the story that it told, you know, it's.
Well, they used the real thing and I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know? it made a match that didn't really seem like it would be of any importance, just a decent match. And it yeah. became a well-told story.
How weird is it to stop a match for blood, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, how fucking weird is that?
It is, but I mean, his nose was pretty bunged up.
You know? On the first, that's like the worst situation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if your nose gets smashed up and you're in there, you can fucking get out of there. You know, you can figure something out, but like, do the first thing in the match, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it was a gusher, too, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would imagine trying to do a match with a broken nose would suck. You become a. Pretty gassed out pretty fast, I would imagine.
So, yeah, Lorcan fucking smashes his nose the first thing in the match. They call it off for blood. And you get a fucking strong and rude. Yeah, that's coming next week. You get a video package for that. How good has that been? Really, that's like impressive for WWE.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby Roode is being a great heel, too, with just the remarks to his wife.
Doing those strong video packages, laying up to like him and through it. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. It is. Props to the WWE for it. They're really good at their video promos anyways, but this one was hit out of the park.
If that match has time, I mean, Strong could give Rude the best match he's had since he fucking got here, honestly.
Very, very well could be. You know, there's a good story to sell, especially if his wife is like ringside.
Oh, they better have her ringside.
I agree. And he should just try to. Oh, it'd be so good.
Walk by and fucking just like kiss her or something.
Oh, just blow her a kiss or something like that.
No, not even. I'm just talking like walk by and like fucking grab her and fucking kiss her like Rick Rude style, you know?
Oh, just doing the dance too.
I don't know about that, but. So this match continues then. Tommy and Rude. And Tommy comes back. He's got tampon shoved up his nose. He could fucking walk with that shit, man.
Who do you think had the heavy flow this night at NXT?
Probably fucking Nikki Cross. I don't know.
She seems like she could. Yes, that's true.
And Tommy hits the GTS, gets the pin, whatever. But yeah, like I have a riddle for you, dude.
Oh, I love riddles.
What's worse than a Jap trying to speak English on the mic?
One that can't breathe through his nose, a nasal nasally Jap.
One that's got fucking tampons shoved in his nose. Oh my god! It was like all of the awfulness of him not being able to speak English, but yeah, mixed with his, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Just, you guys need to fucking stop it. Stop making these Japanese guys fucking talk. It's so stupid. If they can't speak English, then just don't. Give them a manager. Where the fucking. Give Sonny Ono a call. Bring that motherfucker in.
Jesus Christ.
Just like WCW. where are you? Asian? Yeah, we'll get Sonny Ono to take you down to the ring. Every guy who is Asian, Sonny Ono, throw him with him. Fucking.
Oh, yeah, he just came back from his trip to the Orient, and he's got his next opponent.
Exactly, dude. I actually kind of like the idea of that, right? That he, like, travels the fucking Asia, like, finding fighters and shit and bringing them in. That'd be cool.
Yeah, no, that would be cool, actually. You can almost do that for anybody.
Sonny Ono is not a great, good manager by any means, but
no, he's definitely not. He also sued
WCW.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? What was it, for racial discrimination or something like that?
Which is weird because him and fucking Bischoff go way back.
Well, and he had a job there for years. Like, if they were paying you for like a decade, can't
him and Bischoff? Holy, am I really high? Or is this the truth right now? Both, maybe. I want to say that Ono and Bischoff go all the way back to that fucking Star Wars card game that Bischoff had.
Oh wow!
That he sold Vern Gagne on, and Vern Gagne advertised them on the show. I want to say him and Sonny Ono go back that fucking far, like pre fucking wrestling business shit.
That's crazy. But yeah. I mean, we got an easy transition because a wary Cassius Ono, he came out during a Tommy's promo.
Yeah.
From Sonny Ono to Cassius Ono. I've never made that link before until right now, and it's doing this to me.
Dude, Sonny Ono? Cassius Ono? Oh.
And they get attacked by Sanity.
Minus EY.
Yeah, he's... Are they maybe, I don't know, it just seems like he's away now working on his master plan. What does that mean?
I think it's a family issue.
Oh.
It actually, shoot. I saw some headline about why he's not there, some other like family tragedy. I don't know.
That sucks.
Like, we didn't cover it in the news because it's not like somebody being drunk for... It's not like, you know, if he'd have got like... ran from the cops and then jumped out of the car with a cat under his arm like Teddy Hart or something, then it'd be a story for our show.
It would. We're not about making you sad.
It's mom dying. I don't give a fuck. I do and I don't, you know. Wolf has the mic here by default, I guess. Where the fuck is this guy from?
Germany.
Okay. So this whole team is international then. Because he's German. And the other guy is fucking Scottish, right?
Yeah, Nikki Cross is Scottish as well, and EY is Canadian.
Okay. I don't know, what did you think of Wolf with the mic? I was interested. I was like, oh, Wolf, you know, he's got the mic? This could be interesting.
It was okay. You know, it was... The only saving grace to it for me is the fact that he's Insanity, which is kind of a loopy group to begin with. So him really not speaking well kind of just lends to being insane anyways. So
yeah. Who was the asshole that was Insanity that's not anymore?
I always think Tucker Knight, but it's not Tucker Knight. It's just a guy that
looks
like
Tucker Knight. That's what I was thinking, too. Like, is it Tucker Knight? But it's not. It's like some other guy who's basically the same fucking shit as him.
I'm pretty sure him and Tucker Knight were a tag team at some point in time.
I think so, too, right?
Yeah. So,
well, whatever.
But who the fuck cares? Killian Dane is such a better fucking addition to that team.
I like him, but I don't know if I like him in that group.
It's like, I can get what you're saying, yeah.
I don't know if he fits with that group, I guess.
He does have an unhinged look on him, though.
Yeah. I mean, and I have to stop. I have to fight myself from, like, thinking that every big guy with a big beard should be, like, a Wyatt Family guy. You know?
He would make a Wyatt Family edition very, very easy transition because, like...
Why have they fucked that up so many times? The Wyatt Family was fucking cool at times, or could have been cool. And just, god damn it, they shit it away. They like, Rowan is out here by himself right now. Like, what the fuck? This guy.
He can't do shit.
Although we questioned it with Braun, too, actually. Remember that? We were like, what is this guy going to do? I mean, but at least Braun's fucking big.
Yeah, no, Braun really turned around. Like, that, you know, he can't work, but he makes up for it in his character and what he does and how he does it. It all works.
Like the biggest face in the company right now.
Yeah.
Pretty much whoever's going against Reigns becomes the biggest face in the fucking company.
Yeah, pretty much.
If the ghost of Hitler took on Roman Reigns in a match, he would probably let's go Hitler. Hitler sucks, man.
That'd be something. God damn.
Let's go Hitler. Hitler sucks.
I bet you somebody's made that on WWE 2K games for sure.
Oh, God, I'm sure. Well, dude, you know, fucking, not all not all wrestling fans are racist, but all racists are wrestling fans. You know? You goddamn right, man.
That's a point that's so true.
The main event of the show is Asuka and Nikki Cross in a last broad standing match.
Yes, that's what it was labeled as. Last broad standing.
I don't think I fucking finished. I don't think I watched it. I think that's where my notes go that, and that's it. I think that's where I stopped, and I was like, I'm going to go back and finish this. But then I didn't.
They had a hell of a match.
I bet they did.
They had a lot of chair play, like a bunch of chairs on the ground. And
sounds like, sick.
Asuka got like her head bounced off the ramp there on a botched power bomb onto all those chairs, but then she was ultimately okay, but it looked like it could have been a lot worse. They end it by setting up a ladder next to the announce table, and so you see Moore and all the guys run away. Asuka then suplexes Nikki Cross from the top of the ladder through the announce table. And that was how it went out.
Hmm.
Or no, yeah, Asuka slid. Let's see, the announce table's on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And right. Asuka kind of slid off onto her feet before the count of 10, and she won.
Hmm. There you go. I mean, I've got to go back and check it out, because I'm sure it's good. I didn't not watch it because I didn't think it would be good.
Yeah, no, it was probably the highlight of WWE wrestling television.
Also, chair play. It's my favorite category of porn.
I thought you'd like that.
Chair play, man. Something about it just really gets me going.
Yeah, I just love rubbing my dick against the back end of a chair. It really gets me randy and makes my nipples hard. And anytime my nipples get hard, I start singing "Oh Canada." So it's a good day. Canada.
You know what his fucking, you know what his favorite porn would be. I like to see him. This is dirt. I see him stretched. Like gape porn would be his fucking shit, dude. Gape Stu Hart would be into gaping porn. Stretch you out. Take you in the basement, stretch your pussy out.
This time, maybe I'll spice it up with a little bit of tentacle porn, and that tentacle will be so big it'll stretch you out, and I'll give it her, and yeah, Brett, close the door, Brett, yeah.
Holy shit. The crimes we commit against the fucking wrestling business every single week. Oh, shit.
Especially, I knew today I was going to do some Stu Hart because of it being Canada Day.
What is Canada Day? Maybe a drunk Stu Hart? Maybe like Stu celebrating Canada Day and he got into a couple?
Oh, yeah. Got into Canadian, and Martha was the one opening the balls because that's what the women's do. And me and that British Bulldog, we wrestled around a little bit. He was on that crack cocaine, and he was very easy to stretch out because he was kind of tired. And Owen set off some fireworks and kind of had an accident. And, I'm drunk and
next, let's get into fucking Lucha Underground.
Lucha! Lucha, Lucha! Lucha, Lucha! Lucha, Lucha! It's a way of life.
God, we need that to be longer, dude. Like, I want to fucking have a dance party to that song. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Just loving life.
I'm over here like dancing. I fucking love that song, man.
It's a great song. It really is.
So fucking good. Lucha Underground. What was the name of this episode? Something?
Did Macho you catch Madness.
Macho Madness, dude. Very awesome.
Yeah.
You want to go through the show or what?
Well, we have the continuation of the Cuarto Cup. This time, we get a Paul London against, what is it? No. That's not what it started with, was it? No, it was Mil Muertes against Veneno.
Yeah. And well, they had a Mil Katrina vignette start. They've kind of recapped, too, at the beginning of this, how she said, told Crane that she doesn't love Mil and shit. So.
Yeah, they recap their little love triangle that's kind of brewing there or has been going on for a while. Who knows?
Right.
And, Mil Muertes makes easy fucking chump change of Veneno.
Yeah, that dude has, like, been on the show once before?
Yeah, Veneno. Maybe. I don't remember him at all.
Yeah, he was on the show once before.
And then we got, Paul London with his crazy carrot weapon. I thought that was fucking great.
I really like that, man. I love fucking Paul London.
I do too. I can't get enough of Paul London. And it's just like everybody's reaction to it was like Cobra Moon wasn't taking it seriously. She was like, what the fuck is this? He's like, are you going to do anything about this, Mr. Vibora?
And he takes on, from when reptiles ruled the earth, Vibora. I fucking love this show, man. Too. It's just so good. From when reptiles ruled the earth.
Yeah, from down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, like exactly.
Drugged out fucking guys against a bunch of reptiles.
And they just addressed it. They said they were like Vamp and Stryker were talking about LSD and shit.
Yeah, yeah, it screams and it tripping, anyways.
Tripping balls and shit,
It's basically a take on Alice in Wonderland on acid.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Basically what it is.
Right. He takes a Cobra hostage with the carrot, puts a carrot to her head.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, and Vamp was right, though. It is a beautiful-looking carrot. Like, it's the perfect carrot.
He probably fucking the night before all baked out, him and Jack Evans. Probably, you gotta get the perfect fucking carrot, man. Yeah. And they went and fumbled around through a bin of fucking carrots.
Because you this just know that is a scenario that likely happened.
This one's the one, man. Oh, my God. But yeah, the rabbit tribe show up and hide under the ring and hold Vibora's legs.
Yeah, he gets counted out. And that's how they won it. I thought it was great, They came in, they went across the ring and hit it under. It's just like a little acid trip. Like, it makes you feel like you're tripping out.
Dude, did you catch that part where Vibora completely fails to catch fucking London?
Oh,
London,
man.
London, launches out of the ring? Holy fuck, he eats shit on that spot, man.
He really did. That was... It's a really dangerous move anyways. Like, you see Kofi Kingston do it in the WWE. It's just like a trust fall. I wouldn't trust Judas Devlin. He was never known for being a good wrestler. Especially with that mask on. That mask must fucking take away a lot of vision.
Well, you're trying to fucking... When you're worrying about the guy catching you from your trust fault being, like, a low-rent ass fucking Undertaker. Like, the Undertaker, but shitty.
Yeah. Yeah, like, legit, his claim to fame was doing something with Bill DeMont and being on Big Brother.
Oh, I love that they call him, like, 7 feet. And he's like, this guy's not 7 feet tall.
This guy's, like, 6'4", tops.
One of those guys who goes over the top rope. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude, going over the top rope, bitch. We see you fucking too short for that. Come on, though. And he does why does he do the fucking tombstone? He sits up like the Undertaker. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah, it's not.
It's weird to me that nobody, who writes for this company is like, no, dude, don't do Undertaker shit. I'm waiting for that guy to, like, do old school and walk the rope or something. Oh, honestly.
I don't think he's that athletic. I really don't.
There you go. I was trying to decide if I saw... Did you watch any of that Wrestle Circus thing from last week?
No.
It was, like, 5 fucking hours long, but I watched some of it. And Joey Ryan was taking on a dude in a shitty mask. And it looked like a shitty, lizard mask. But not that one. I don't know. Okay. I was like, I think it's that guy. I was pretty sure it was that guy, but
like the Vibaro or Venero or whatever the fuck his name is.
No, the one from this match.
Yeah, his name is what, Vibaro? Vibora.
Vibora, yeah. So whatever. That guy kind of sucks, but
yeah,
it was a good match. London wins, which I was surprised by, honestly.
Yeah, I was too, but I liked the way they did it. They did it smart.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joey Ryan.
Yeah.
He has a match against Taya.
I fucking love Joey Ryan.
I do too. I just love everything about him.
He's one of the best wrestling characters in wrestling today.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That sleazeball character. He can go anywhere and do it.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I don't know if WWE would let him do it.
No. A toned down version of it, probably. Not on the dick. That wouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. And
that's
the
greatest part.
All that shit. Yeah. It's good stuff. But yeah, he ends up losing to Taya here. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm not. I like Taya as a wrestler. I just find her hard to look at.
She's your fellow Canadian, man.
That's how I'm not. See, I'm not prejudiced.
You don't think she's hot? I think she's hot in like just a dirty fucking way, dude. Like a, yeah, like you like.
I think she's hot in a. I might catch syphilis.
Yeah, but still want to fuck her, right? Like, you think, like, oh, this chick's probably dirty, but, like, you're like, oh, I still really want to fuck her, though.
She's got a smile that makes you wonder if she has teeth.
I don't know. I kind of like fucking, I don't know, I'm kind of weird, I guess. Like, I like different things, you know, like in a chick. And it doesn't, positive or negative, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no,
just,
I
like,
get
something,
you.
Something different, you know? And she kind of has, like, a different... Yeah, she's not like a super hot looking chick. She's got a kind of ugly face. I don't know. I kind of like it more than if she had a hot face.
She kind of looks like she'd smell like Mexico.
Like you'd go to fucking like lick her tits or like on her fucking nipples or something, and like you'd smell her BO. Like, ugh. Fucking gross, man. That's he'd fuck her anyway. He'd fuck her anyway, don't get me wrong, but
that was very specific.
Yeah, dude. You never fucking get him some bitch and like smelly armpits, you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I've had girls where it's just like, oh shit, she took off her jacket and it's like, oh Christ.
If this part of her body that is pretty fucking easy to maintain and is like a foot from her head, if that's the state of this fucking section of her body, what is that fucking thing like down there?
Yeah,
that's like a whole a fucking proper pussy's like a fucking ecosystem, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta keep that shit in check, man.
This can either smell like fine dining or fish market, one of the two.
Jesus. How did we end up talking? Oh, Taya. That's right. Okay. Like, how did we end up talking about gross pussies? Oh, yeah, Taya.
yes, exactly.
From there, we had a mill in a suit. I just want to point out, there's nothing cooler to me than a luchador in a badass suit. Just looks so fucking cool.
It does, especially with the right mask. A darker mask, too, just makes it look just so crisp and clean.
I want to do that for my wedding. That's something I'm, like, really pushing with Mrs. Vicious, is that fucking me and the groomsmen all wear luchador masks.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty dope, I must say.
Yeah, don't steal my idea, you fucking marks.
You got no worries about me. I got no interest in a wedding.
I don't think she's going to let it happen. But
no?
I'm not sure.
That's a shame.
At least for a part of it. You know, I'm not saying like in the
fucking... At least for a picture.
We're not going to get married in a church because we're both fucking, you know, atheists. But regardless, moving on. He gets attacked by Crane. Crane fucks him up with chairs, screams, "She's mine!" in his face.
Doesn't he? I had the feeling that he broke his neck.
That's I went back and watched it a few like twice or three times. I'm like, did he kill him here? I was like, it was kind of
because there's a snap. You hear a snap or a crushing sound.
Yeah, right. And that's I was trying to decide that too. Did he kill him here?
But now, hasn't he died before?
He has, but she said that next time he dies, she's not going to bring him back. That happened, I don't know when that happened, but that did happen.
And then if the guy that kills her is her love interest, then...
They're going to put her with Crane, I guess, and they ended the show that way.
Yeah.
But no less, more of the Mundo Rey promo. This one was good because it had, like, people talking.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, Chavo.
Even Stryker, I thought Stryker was great in this.
Yep. Stryker is good in certain roles. He's really good in certain roles.
Yeah. He was good on this.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely fucking... Dude, that's promo. I'm actually excited for this match, you know?
It's making, because I'm not enthused about the build to the Cuarto Cup Finals, because these matches, to me, you know who's going to win most of these matches. It's not until in the next few weeks that we're going to get into the deeper rounds where it's going to be really good. But that those videos are building what seems to be, you know, just it's making it better. It's making it easier to digest. I really like it.
It's good. And then we had Crane and Killshot. I thought this match was fucking really good, dude.
It was. They had a great match.
Like, when he, at one point, dude, cannonballs into the chairs.
Oh.
At, like, crazy speed, man. What the fuck?
He ran all the way around the ring and cannonballs him.
Like, and he was moving, dude. Like, the momentum he flew into those chairs upside down was fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's something to be seen. It is crazy to think that WWE could not think of anything to do with him in NXT.
Yeah. Well, what they did, I didn't mind, but they never really got behind it, you know? Yeah. He was kind of like a hacker, you know? And I thought that could have been a cool thing.
Yeah, like especially his entrance where he smacked the thing and the thing would change. It's like, oh, that's a little cool. Yeah, I like that.
I actually really dug it, yeah. Like, if he could be on fucking Raw or something, I mean, like, with that hacker gimmick, you know, interrupting the show, changing shit, fucking with lights, you know, anything.
Yeah.
You could really fucking do something with it. And he's great. He's got a great fucking wrestler voice, you know? He's fucking, you know, he's fucking good as shit, man.
He chews, so he's mean mugging looking.
Is he still chewing? I think he quit chewing.
Oh, he might have quit chewing. Everybody should quit chewing.
Yeah, right. No shit. quit smoking too, but
yeah, I up a cigarette.
Yeah, I can't wait to be done with this so I can go smoke. So they're wrestling mid match, Gay-R Fox shows up.
Gay-R Fox. What's his name? What's his name in this again? It's something Fox, isn't it?
It's AR Fox, yeah.
Yeah, no, but doesn't he have a different name in
Oh, he's Dante Fox.
Dante Fox, that's what it is.
Yeah. He distracts over the mic and Crane wins. I didn't like that.
No.
But I mean, if Killshot and him and Fox are going to have another match, then fuck yeah, I'm down for that.
Bring it on.
That last one was fucking good.
Yeah, it was.
And in this one here too, like, yeah, Crane and Kills, they beat the shit out of each other.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Fucking awesome.
It was and you know, Crane has such a good face. You know, he displays a lot of emotion, and he has a lot of different trademarks, you know. It's good. It's easy to watch.
Yeah.
One that could team up with Otis Dozovich.
Yeah.
He's a thick, stocky guy now.
Fucking, remember last week I was talking about Lordy the Moth being one of the best characters in wrestling. I also had tweeted that, and he ended up fucking retweeting it. Pretty awesome.
There you go. He follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, he follows us too, yeah.
Good.
Good guy. What a good guy he is. Katrina shows up at the end of that, you know, and they kind of... She's smirking, so I think they're going to get together. That's going to be the way they go with that.
They're going to fuck.
I just want to fuck.
What is up with what happens in Dario Cueto's office? With
Son of Madness,
Son of
dude.
Madness. Holy shit.
He's from the open road as well, dude.
It's crazy. What's up with his voice?
That's how Son of Havoc's voice is, too.
Really? I've never noticed that.
Son of Havoc always has like the, yeah, it's like a something, they put some effect on it, yeah.
So like, do you think they're brothers?
No, they're not.
No?
This guy's name is Kevin Martinson.
Oh, no, I mean like in story.
Oh, yeah, they must be. I mean, or partners, or I don't know. They probably have to be brothers, too. But if he's Son of Havoc, this guy's Son of Madness. So maybe Madness and Havoc are their fathers, right? I mean, you would imagine.
And they all
maybe
they
Madness and Havoc were a fucking tag team back in the day.
On the open road. Cool.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued by it, say the less.
The guy who plays him goes by Johnny Goodtime. Also Kevin Randy Rocket and Son of Madness now. Yeah. He's just a California guy. He's a California indie wrestler guy.
I can't say I've ever seen a match.
No, I haven't either, really. So I don't know where he really wrestles or whatever, but.
I'm intrigued, though. I'm at least intrigued.
He's, who's Johnny Yuma? Do you know who that is?
I've heard the name before, but I can't really tell you anything else other than
he's that. On a tag team, or was on a tag team with Johnny Yuma, called Rock Ness NES, which is big. Rock Ness Monsters. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool, actually.
But he's on The Happening with Joey Ryan and Mikey O'Shea.
All I can think of is the bees. The wind.
Bees? Oh, the killer bees?
No, The Happening.
Brian Blair, you are fag.
No, I'm thinking of Mark Wahlberg. Oh. Running away from the wind.
Okay. I got you. So what the fuck that is, I don't know. But I know, like, he's taking on Son of Havoc next week, right? Is that the deal?
He's at least penciled in the bracket to take on Son of Havoc.
Yeah, because it was Son of Havoc versus question mark the whole time.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm excited about it, though. I'm ready. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's just like, where are they going to go from there? Because there's going to be a big story behind it.
Yeah, next week is going to wrap up the first round, I believe, so.
That would be, that's good.
I mean, the first round was, yeah, some predictable outcomes and everything, but there was still new people, and people you haven't seen in a while, you got to see, you know.
Yeah, no, I was excited to see Paul London, you know.
You rolled by a bunch, you know, Famous B and, you know, Mascarita Sagrada, and so it was cool.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping for more new people, though. Yeah. Like, this season had any new people, and the one that they did have last year, I don't remember the name of it, but it was like that Black Panther guy who was awesome, but he ended up leaving AAA, so.
And with all the guys, whenever the next season happens, they haven't really set a date for when they'll start taping. You're not going to have a Pentagon. You're not going to have Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to have, do they have still Ricochet?
I don't think so.
You haven't seen much of him in these tapings, have you?
No, not at all. Most you've seen of him is that when they came back, they did a little spot with Vampiro, and now he's been in some of those Rey Mysterio promos.
Yeah.
And then that's about it.
Interesting. Yeah, Lucha Underground's fucking awesome. I fucking love it. So we'll see where that goes. Ultimo Lucha Trace this year?
I think it was Trace. I believe it was Trace. Yeah. I'm not very native with the Spanish language, but I think it's Trace.
Well, three is Trace. I don't know. Is it three or four? I can't even think. I think it's three.
This is season three.
Okay.
It's just like grouped up. It's like this feels like season four.
Those are fucking great shows, man. Like every year, like Ultima Lucha has been really fucking good.
Yeah, and the fact that it's spread out over a couple weeks, too, is...
Well, the first one was one night, I think, like 2 hours, right?
Oh, it could have been, yeah.
And then I think the second one, yeah, was like 2 weeks or whatever. I don't know. We'll see how they do it, but either way, looking forward to all that shit. Impact, gives a fuck.
Yeah, I know. We already went through Slammiversary.
Yeah, that's about all we're going to do there. Anything else that we want to fucking talk about?
Have you watched Glow?
No.
No? Fair enough. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of people have like asked my opinion on it, and I'm not going to watch it, dude, to be honest with you. I love the documentary. Like, if anything, go watch that documentary. That's awesome. But I don't like shows like this, you know, because it doesn't have anything to really do with the history of it. You know, it's all just made up shit. It's just the name.
It is. There is a lot of, like, Awesome Kong is great in it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out at some point. But, like, right now, there's so much entertainment out there.
Oh, no, that's true.
I'm backlogged on, like, all kinds of shit. My DVR's, like, constantly fucking full of shit that I have to watch. So.
Most of it's wrestling.
Do it. What's going on in the Federation this week, man?
Doing TNA pay-per-view number 60, which is headlined by a really good AJ Styles-Raven match, but the rest that leads up to it is like Jeff Jarrett being a superhero. Just garbage. So
all that shit was just like a platform for Jeff Jarrett.
Oh yeah,
to act like the star he thought he was and never actually was.
Yeah, you know? Like there's a weird correlation to how TNA's ebb and flow of matches go. Is when Jeff Jarrett is a babyface, the babyfaces always win. When Jeff Jarrett is a heel, the heels always win. So boom, Jeff Jarrett always wins.
Like going all the way back to that thing I was talked about earlier that I watched. He comes out, he's got like giant flames shooting up and lights, and he's got the biggest fucking entrance in the company. And like, yeah. No one gives a fuck, dude.
Yeah, and then his song says, "My world." And that's what TNA is. His world.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, this is his fucking little like sandbox. It's basically like him in a fucking big sandbox playing with toys.
Yep. Yep. That's to a fucking T. It really is. Especially like he is the master of said sandbox too. Like how he weasels himself back in. That's just absolutely crazy. That's a story of the week in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Fucking A, man. So I think that's the week in wrestling, man. Next week we'll be back. We'll preview fucking Great Balls of Fire, honestly. Honestly, a pay-per-view called that.
Yeah, and then...
Not only is there a pay-per-view called that, their logo for it has a dick and balls. I mean, yep. you can't fucking write this shit, folks.
They came out with an alternate logo, but they're still going with the dick and balls one.
I like that one better. Well, of course you do. It's got a dick on it. You love dicks. Remember?
Yeah. And then we also have a message for who was supposed to be here, Mr. Rando Commando. Should we play that message for him now?
Well, we played that before.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. It deserves to get played one more time.
Is that what we're doing?
I think. Well, no. I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
I got this.
Yeah, Rando was considering joining us today, but he didn't. But
yeah, he just no-showed like Scott Steiner would, so this is to you, Randy.
Get the fuck out! Randy, you tuning son of a bitch! Don't fucking practice, Randy!
You tuning son of a bitch! Rando's coming over later, man. We're gonna fucking... My wife is out of fucking town, so we're gonna have... We're going to play Hero Quest, which I spent like $175 for to buy a mint board game that hasn't been produced since the 90s. And I haven't played it yet. I got it, and then I got put in the hospital. Remember when I almost died in February?
Yeah.
Like, shoot, almost died.
I think people thought that it was me.
I got out and I had like a $10,000 doctor bill, and I'm like, that's a good thing I paid like $200 for a fucking board game. Oh, God. But yeah, Rando's coming over, a couple other dudes. We're going to eat a fuckload of bold barbecue pulled pork with that Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's is the best.
I tweeted about Sweet Baby Ray's today and a picture of my shit. I'm hoping that, like, we get Sweet Baby Ray's as a sponsor. I'll do it for free barbecue sauce.
I will, too. I will pimp your barbecue sauce like nobody's fucking business.
Can you get Sweet Baby Ray's up there?
Yes, I use it all the time.
See, back in the day, like 15 years ago, I got introduced to Sweet Baby Ray's, and you couldn't get it here anyway. I don't know where else, but it was super, like, you could only find it in certain fucking places.
Well, and I know that I've only started seeing it here the last couple of years.
Right, yeah. Back in those, like, you had to, like, if you somebody traveled, they'd like get it on the West Coast and shit. But yeah, now I love their shit. It's super good barbecue sauce.
Do they have anything other than the original flavor?
Yeah, I got one right out here, man. What the fuck did I get this time? Hold on. They have a variety of flavor. You would think they're an actual sponsor of the show, right? Like, actually, they do have a variety of flavors available. I have a hickory and brown sugar one out there I used on this shit. Oh, God. I used a mixture of hickory and brown sugar and the classic Sweet Baby Ray.
Oh, look at you. You aficionado, you.
Yeah.
See Sweet Baby Ray's? This is what you could get.
My fucking place. And right now, I love it, too, because, like, I live in an apartment building with, like, 12 units or whatever. So everybody in here has to smell my delicious barbecue all fucking day long. Yes.
We cooked, well, and when I say we, I say Travis cooked, a slow roasted ribs for 5 hours with a dry rub sauce and then some sweet baby rays at the end. Oh god.
Oh.
It was so good.
That's good. So yeah, you can get guests this time when we're gonna go eat food and shit. Get stoned as fuck for the whole show and then like go eat food.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Oh shit, that's gonna do it. So yeah, next week we'll be back with all that shit. Shout outs to all of our podcasting friends: Wrestling Soup, The Strap, Sat Pod, Talking About Podcast, Shooting the Shiznit, Out of the Van. Who else we got?
Jesus, I got nobody, man.
Fuck. Shout out to Wrestling Shorts on YouTube. Check that out. He was awesome last week on the show. Listen to that if you haven't. I don't know. I think that's gonna do it.
I think so.
As always, until next time, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. And remember, a winner is you.